Reverend Marsh was right. Many of the civil rights protesters longed for the peace, justice, and righteousness of the kingdom. But they did not want to bend the knee to the king himself, which is a prerequisite for enjoying the full benefits of the kingdom. In contrast, Reverend Marsh embraced King Jesus, but he did not understand the fullness of Christ's kingdom and its implications for the injustices in his community. Both Reverend Marsh and the civil rights workers were wrong, but in different ways. Reverend Marsh sought the king without the kingdom. The civil rights workers sought the kingdom without the king. The church needs a Christ-centered, fully orbed, kingdom perspective to correctly answer the question, what would Jesus do? What is the task of the church? The task of God's people is rooted in Christ's mission. Simply stated, Jesus preached the good news of the kingdom in word and in deed, so the church must do the same. As we have seen, Jesus particularly delighted in spreading the good news among the hurting, the weak, and the poor. Hence, it is not surprising that throughout history, God's people have been commanded to follow their king's footsteps into places of brokenness. In the Old Testament, God's chosen people, the nation of Israel, were to point forward to the coming king by foreshadowing what he would be like. Matthew chapter 5, verse 17. John chapter 5, verses 37 through 39, 45 through 46. Colossians chapter 2, verses 16 through 17. Israel was to be a sneak preview of the coming attraction, King Jesus. Like any sneak preview, Israel was to give viewers an idea of what the main event would be like, and to make viewers want to see the main event. When people looked at Israel, they were supposed to say to themselves, "Wow! These people are really different. I can't wait to meet their king. He must really be something special." Hence, since King Jesus would bring good news to the poor, it is not surprising that God wanted Israel to care for the poor as well. In fact, God gave Moses numerous commands instructing Israel to care for the poor. The Sabbath guaranteed a day of rest for the slave and alien. Exodus chapter 23, verses 10 through 12. The Sabbath year canceled debts for Israelites.